What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? Thank you so much for joining me on today. If you're up listening to me at 6 o'clock in the morning on my web radio station, I appreciate you. And I thank you so much for joining me. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for pressing that play button, because you didn't have to join me today, but you decided to give me a chance, and I thank you. If you're new here, welcome. I speak about positivity, real life experiences that I've gone through, and just I like to motivate, uplift, and encourage others. That is my mission in life. And so that's what you're going to get from me. I want to say, or ask the question, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now to elevate, to evolve, to reach goals that you possibly have set for yourself? What are you doing to get to that point? What are you doing to get to the finish line? Are you making steps right now to get there? Have you put off getting there? For example, if you know you need to go back to college to take certain courses to advance in your career, but you're putting it off until next month, you're saying you're going to do it next year, you're waiting 6 months, you're going to get around to it, you just don't have time. That's what I'm talking about. What are you doing to get to the finish line? I'm guilty of procrastinating a lot. I've always been a procrastinator. The word didn't want to come out that second time, but I've always put off things for later. I always said, I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to wait till my children are a little older. Or better yet, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take this promotion at work. And I'm going to work for the rest of the year. And then when next year comes, then I'll go ahead and go back to school. I always had an excuse why I couldn't do what I know I needed to do. I'm guilty of doing that. Always procrastinating, waiting until tomorrow, putting off things, making excuses. How many of you are out there like that? You see, when you put off things for tomorrow, first of all, tomorrow is not promised to anyone. That's first. Secondly, you're putting off your dreams and your goals and things that you know you need to do. For what? So that you can stay in your current situation and live paycheck to paycheck, or put up with the situations you're going through at your current job, or you're just dealing with these family members just until you get on your feet. You don't have to put yourself through that. Do not put off your goals and your dreams. Now, I understand sometimes people have to wait until they are financially stable to do certain things. But then there's a follow-up question. What are you doing to financially secure yourself so that this time next year you won't be saying, I have to wait until I get enough money. I don't have enough money right now. Are you saving? Are you putting money to the side? Are you going a few weeks without getting your hair and your nails done? Are you putting money back so that when it's time for you to take care of your business, you can do it? See, it's always been easy to make excuses because making excuses just gives you more time to procrastinate and stay in the situation you're in. But then, what's going to happen next year, around this time next year? You're going to be sitting there and be like, you know what? Dang, I know I should have saved. I know I should have took care of what I needed to take care of so that I can get to where I'm trying to go. Now I've let a whole year go by. I've wasted a whole year. And it's putting me further behind. We need to stop doing that to ourselves. We do. Sometimes I know you may lose motivation. I do sometimes. But when you lose motivation, you have to push yourself. I know it may be hard. I know you may not see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know it may seem like those people that are in your ear discouraging you and telling you that you don't need to do it. Now that may start to sound like a good idea, right? Don't you dare let anybody stop you from reaching your goals. Especially people that are stagnant in life and aren't doing anything. Don't you dare. Push yourself. When you start to feel like you can't do it, go harder. Think about how far you've come in life. Just right now in your current situation, think about how far you've come. It may not be where you want to go right now. It may not be where you want to be. But you're not where you used to be. I'm gonna sit that right there. I'm gonna stick a pin in that. Somebody needed to hear that one. You're not where you used to be. You're probably not struggling like you used to. Those checks are coming through. You probably have gotten a raise or a promotion. Several times. Your living conditions have changed. You're probably doing better in life. Might not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. Probably used to live in an apartment, now you're in a house. May not be the best house on the block, but you're not where you used to be. You were in an apartment, remember? You know, through the years, I've had some Debbie Downers around me and in my life. And I literally used to listen to those people. I used to allow those people to have an opinion about my life and what I should be doing. Don't allow people to be so opinionated about your life. We all have to live for ourselves at the end of the day. God forbid something happened to the family member that you're leaning on the hardest. then what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You've put all of your everything into this one person or these few people. And now that it's time for you to stand on your own, you can't. You've been listening to people tell you what you need to do and don't need to do. People running your life, having an opinion. You know, at some point, you have to stand up for yourself and say, you know what? I appreciate the suggestions, the advice. Because, you know, we're going to keep it respectful. I appreciate the advice. But I'm going to handle it my way. I think you can shut down a whole crowd with just that statement alone. I'm going to handle it my way. I have to start living for me. I have to think about what I want and my goals and where I'm trying to go. I have to think about myself first before I can be anything for anyone else. I have to be everything for myself. I have to love on myself. I have to dig deep down inside and find self-love. Then when I do that, now I can fly like an eagle because you have everything when you have self-love. And don't you ever let anybody tell you that you're selfish, you're self-absorbed. Don't let anyone tell you any of those things when you start to love on yourself and take care of yourself instead of everyone else. I'm speaking from experience right here. All of the many years of helping other people reach their goals. All of the many years of just being there for multiple people. And I did it with a smile because that's just me. But at the end of the day, after I've helped all of those people accomplish their goals and help push them in life and speak life into them, what about me? All of those years, I forgot about me, forgot about what I wanted and what I needed. I didn't have self-love. I had to pick that up along the way. I had to learn that because what I thought was loving on me and self-love and healing and all of that was not that. I thought it was, but that's not what that was. I had to go through some things to really see people for who they were, to see life for what it is. I had to go through some stuff. And who's better to talk to anyone and give advice, motivate, uplift, and encourage someone else than someone that's been through shit? Just gonna say it. That's what it is. That's what I've been through. I've been to the bottom. Rock bottom. Crawling. I did that. And I'll be the first one to admit that I went through all of that. Yeah, at the time, I would say that it wasn't my fault, which it wasn't. It wasn't my fault for a majority of the things that I had to go through. It was not my fault. However, through this journey, I've had to take ownership for the role I played in the BS that I had to put up with. People will treat you how you allow them to treat you. If you love yourself, there's no possible way you would allow anyone to belittle you, make you feel like dirt on the ground, cheat on you, call you out of your name. It's impossible to have self-love if you are allowing people to treat you that way. A person that has self-love would never allow that to go on. You just fix your crown and keep walking, which is, I wasn't there yet. I wasn't ready. But I do take responsibility for the role I played. I allowed all of those things and more to go on. So I'm just as guilty. Even though I wasn't the one doing it, but I sat there and allowed it. I didn't leave. See, that's power in leaving. There's power in looking people in their face and telling them that you're not going to put up with just anything. Or telling them that you are someone. You are somebody. Right? I wasn't strong enough to say that at that moment in my life. But I'm going to tell you today, don't you ever allow another human to disrespect you, to curse at you, to cheat on you, to do all of those things to you, and you sit there and just take it. There's power in walking away. And oftentimes when you walk, when you decide that you're going to walk away, if they're a narcissist, they're going to get right for a week or two or maybe three or four. And then turn around and dog you out even more because you were stupid enough to take them back. I'm speaking from experience here. So, at some point, we have to take ownership for everything that we allow people to do or say, not just in a relationship. I mean, your employer, your family, people treat you how you allow them to treat you. And if they know that they can't just deal with you any kind of way, then they're not going to do it. Especially if they know that you'll walk away from them. It's called setting boundaries. You have to set boundaries in all relationships. Even on your job, if you're dealing with a boss, supervisor, whatever you call them, and they're mistreating you, not valuing you, if possible, find another job. Now, don't quit your job before you get another one lined up. But at this point in our lives, in this season, we're just not going to take just anything from people. Don't just take anything from anyone just to say that you have a mate, a partner, a spouse. Don't do it. Show them that you mean business. Leave. Walk away. Run. Use the block button. Do all of those things and earn your peace of mind and respect. Because peace is so priceless. Not having peace is what has so many people sick today with all kind of problems from dealing with, I'll say, spiritual demons, dealing with negativity. And I just think you're worth so much more. We all are. You don't have to lower yourself. Always think highly of yourself. It's not being cocky. It's not being conceited. It's not being selfish. It's not being none of those things. You are choosing to be positive. And to walk around with your head held high and to raise your vibrations so that all of the love in the universe can come to you. It doesn't hurt to just have a smile on your face. I mean, even on days when you don't even feel like smiling, just do it anyway. Why? Because if you put yourself in a positive mood, that mood is going to just stick with you. It's easier to smile and be positive than to just walk around with attitude, frowned up. Why would you choose to do that over just being happy? I don't know about you, but I choose happiness. I choose joy. I choose peace. I choose no drama, no negativity, none of that. And I wish the same thing for you, to everyone that's listening to me right now. Within the sound of my voice, I'm sending love, peace, joy, happiness, all of the things, because you deserve it. And just for the heck of it, give somebody a word of encouragement on today. Give them a hug, a handshake, a fist bump. Let them know to keep going. Everything is going to be okay. And just put yourself and your entire environment in a positive space. Like I always say, you be the positive one in the room, no matter what's going on. And I know some settings can be chaotic. And there could be so much that's going on, so much noise, so much confusion and drama. Everything could be going on right now. But just because that's going on, that's not going to define your day. That's not going to determine how your day goes. You determine how your day goes. You're in charge of that. You know, the mind is a powerful tool, and we have the power to do anything that we want to do. We do. So I'll say, stay strong, And just know that you are somebody. Know that you are love. Know that you are worthy. You're special. And I just wish love and light on everyone. I want to say a few affirmations, a few positive affirmations for motivation. Maybe this can uplift your spirits on today. Maybe this can help someone. You know, you can always write out, make up your own affirmations. It's on you. Nothing has to be rehearsed or the same thing every day. You know, you can switch it up and, you know, say whatever you feel. But I'm going to start out with, I choose my choices. I have control over what I do. I am brave. I have immense strength. I am stronger than I know. I choose my battles. I give my time and energy mindfully. I do what is important to me. I am improving myself and getting closer to my goals every day. I may make mistakes, but I can recover and keep going. I don't need to lose hope over a minor setback. I can keep my chin up. Every day, I move forward on a track of healing and self-improvement. I've gone through hard times before, and I can overcome them again. I will face the world with confidence. Today, I will make progress towards my goals. Progress is to make small steps towards big goals. Taking care of myself is productive. I am thankful for what I have. I am choosing to believe in myself today. In this moment, I am trusting myself. I choose my choices. I have control over everything I do. I'm brave. And so on and so forth. But I absolutely love affirmations. I love to read them. I love to write them down. And when you're saying affirmations, believe in what you're saying. Don't just say them just because it's just something cute to say, or it's just something that you heard, or something, you know, somebody told you to repeat. But when you're saying them, mean what you're saying. Believe every word of what you're saying. And it makes those affirmations just that much more powerful when you believe in them. And believe in yourself. Never stop believing in yourself. Even if you're not where you want to be. Even if you feel like life is passing you by and everyone else is receiving what they're just due, if they're receiving, you know, everything and it just seems like nothing is coming your way, just know that your time is coming. It's just not your time yet, but it's coming. Don't get down on yourself and think that you don't matter. Don't get down on yourself and start focusing on other people. Because when you do that, you take your eyes off of the prize.
And what is the prize? The prize is you, yourself. The prize is the work that you're putting in, the steps that you're taking every day. It may seem like the steps are very small, but I promise you they're so big. Never shrink yourself for anyone. Don't put other people on a pedestal and think that they're superior to you or they're above everyone. Just don't do that to yourself. Just know that whatever you're working towards in life is going to come to pass. You just have to put in the work. It's not going to just come to you overnight. It's not going to come with you just sitting on the couch. It's not going to come with you just laying in the bed. What are you doing to get to the next level? Are you putting yourself in rooms with people that are like-minded? Are you aligning yourself with people in the career path that you're trying to get into? Are you watching YouTube videos? Because you know, you're on your phone probably all day anyway, or at least off and on all day. And YouTube is universal. You can always find information that's very useful on YouTube. I know when I used to hear people say that they're on YouTube, I used to think, oh, they're just, you know, just messing off, just watching a video, you know, not really putting thought into the type of video that they're probably watching. Maybe they're trying to advance in their career. Maybe they're trying to figure out ways to work on their credit. Maybe they're watching motivational videos, trying to figure out how to better themselves. I didn't think about that. My mind, I was thinking small instead of thinking big. But the main question of the day is, what are you doing to advance in life, to elevate, to move to the next level? Think about that question. I want you to dissect it. I want you to really think about that. And if you're not putting in the work, if you're not putting forth an effort to get into the rooms that you need to get into, to sit across the table from people that are like-minded and in the career path that you're trying to get into, if you're not doing the necessary work, then don't be mad when life just passes you by. When you see other people making it to the top, financially secure, being able to take care of their family without worrying, without living check to check, don't you dare sit up and get mad at them or jealous. Don't you dare. Because you had the same amount of time to put in the work and the effort, to go back to school, to go get that job. You had enough time to do the same things that they're doing. So don't get mad at other people's blessings. Don't you dare. If anything, you should congratulate them, wish them well, and get on your stuff. Make sure that you're taking care of what you need to take care of. Because then your story can motivate, uplift, and encourage someone else. Trust me, someone's watching. There's always somebody watching. They might not ever tell you. They may not never mention one word and tell you that they're listening to you, or they're watching you, or they're proud of you. But you better believe they're watching. Some of them are silently rooting you on. So, keep going. Stay on the right path. Stay positive and stay encouraged. Don't let anybody persuade you to lose focus and to get off of the path that you're on. As long as it's something positive, if that's what you're wanting to do, you shouldn't care about what anyone else has to say. As long as it's going to make you feel fulfilled and help you live a positive life, go for it. Hold your head up and go for it. And on that note, I am going to end today's podcast. I really appreciate you guys. I'll never stop saying that. Thank you so much for all of the listeners. I see that you guys are constantly playing my episodes, and it means so much. I just hope that in those episodes that you all are listening to, I hope that I am saying something that's positive for you, that's going to motivate you and push you to the next level. I hope that the people that you're sharing my content with can benefit from the words I'm saying. I am not a licensed professional, and I just speak from the heart. I speak from the spirit. I speak from experiences. And that is what pushes me to keep going, to keep speaking my truth, and to keep going, because I'm not alone. And I know that people go through things every day. People are always going through things. And sometimes they may feel like, I'm the only one that's going through this, or I'm the only one that's been through this. And then you look up and press that play button and you hear me. And I'm saying something that resonates with you and something that you've probably been through as well. But I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Everything that I speak from my experience is the truth. It is my truth. I'm not just saying what people want to hear. I don't do that over here on this podcast. And I'm always gonna uplift you and motivate you. And while I'm doing that for you, I'm doing it for myself as well. We are all a work in progress. Nobody is perfect. I don't think anyone has mastered this thing called life but the Most High. So we can all improve every day on something. I am still working. Still working. So if you guys want to comment, leave an episode idea, you can email me at kimijo774@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to get back with you. Please allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. You can also message me over on Spotify. There's a message tab. You can press that and leave a message for me. Or if you're familiar with my Feel the Beat web radio station, you can leave a message over there as well. It is Feel the Beat web radio site.com. And if you're not familiar with the station, I play music 24/7, all day long. The only thing, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m., I play my podcast. My podcast consists of me motivating you, speaking about positive things, that type of thing. Same thing you're getting right here. So, yeah, just join me. And I look forward to speaking to you guys in the next episode. I want you all to go have the most amazing day. Remember that the Most High loves you, and I love you as well. Have a great day, you guys.